Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm here with my OG, Christina Kelly.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Put your phone, put your microphone up to your mouth.
What?
Just project, project AF as loud as you can. Listen, if you're just tuning in now, if like this is the first podcast that you're ever listening to, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, Christina Kelly has been my first guest that I ever had.
You say this every single time.
Because you never know when someone's tuning in for the first time.
Okay.
That's why I have to. This is radio etiquette. Okay.
Go ahead.
So I have to just introduce you in case this is the first time someone's like, I'll check this podcast out. I've heard up with Straight Up with Stassi. Maybe I'll try it this
time.
You
just make me sound cooler than I am.
You are cooler. You're cooler than I could make you sound.
Okay, keep going.
Yes. So one of my besties, you've seen her on Vanderpump Rules.
As seen on Vanderpump Rules.
She got me my job at Sir. So basically, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for Christina. Literally. Because I wouldn't be on... Christina got me my job at Sir. So I wouldn't have gotten Vanderpump Rules. Wouldn't have a podcast. Wouldn't have a book coming out. Wouldn't be in this non-central AC department that's beautiful, but non-central AC'd. And there's that. So it's about freaking time you came back. Now, before I get into anything, can we talk?
So I gave you your life.
You did. You really did give. You know what? I should have dedicated the book to you. I won't say this who I dedicated the book to. That's still under wraps.
This book is dedicated to Christina Kelly.
Yeah.
Because I would be nowhere
without her.
Wow.
I mean, technically.
Wow.
If we're actually going to talk about like the butterfly effect and how like life works, and if you're not introduced to the right people or become friends with like, you know, everyone. Yeah. I really do believe like.
Yeah.
This is some OA shit.
It is.
Right here.
Let's not even get on the OA yet.
We can do it later on.
That'll take up the whole podcast.
I know. Okay. We'll do that later. But this is some OA shit where you never know what is going to affect your life.
Well, it's also like serendipity.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think about this all the time.
So basic bitches, serendipity. Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack. If you haven't seen that movie, go look it up. Shame on you.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Oh, that's the best.
Such a good movie.
Such a good one to watch during Christmas, too.
Really gets you thinking. Like,
yeah. And it just makes you believe in magic.
Yeah.
And just like true love is written in the stars. Cassiopeia, to be specific.
Cassiopeia. My smart friend.
Can we talk about Kate Beckinsale? Do you look at Daily Mail as much as I do?
I do. I think so. Do you look at it every day?
Yeah.
Okay. So
does
yeah.
Kate Beckinsale kind of annoy you a little bit or no?
That she, because she's dating such a young.
Oh no,
Kate
I
Davidson?
Don't. I don't mind that.
Okay. Did you watch her new show?
No, but okay. So
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Oh my God. I just had deja vu. Like I dreamed this.
Really?
Yes.
That's so weird because we just talked about the OA, serendipity.
No, it was just this exact moment that just happened. I dreamed that. And do you know what that means?
That something in your brain, just like a chemical, some little like chemical imbalance happened in your brain.
Okay.
For like a split second.
No, that's not what I think that means.
No, but that I think that is what that means.
Okay, well.
I think you should look that up.
What I personally think that means is that that is a higher power or something.
Oh, okay.
Telling you you're on your right. That you're on the right path. No, because it's like you're where you're supposed to be.
But somebody, I think I probably said something like that.
No,
like,
oh. I've thought this since I was a kid.
And then somebody was like, you know what it actually is, right?
Oh, and then they.
And I was like, oh.
Well, we can choose what
it's
we
like
want
your,
to
it's
believe
It's basically
in.
Like your brain's having a hiccup, I think. Is
Fuck
what that.
That
is. Like, it's like your iPhone getting frozen for a minute.
No, my deja vus are not like my iPhones getting frozen. Because you know what happens when my iPhone gets frozen? Hell. Hell is what happens. The dark passenger arises. I turn into a terrorist. I just like can't function. And I'm somebody that doesn't like to be on my phone a lot. But just knowing that I can't be on my phone stresses me out so much. It's like the fact that I can't be on it.
I like that. Like, I like being in, say, another country where I don't have Wi-Fi and I can't use my phone for a minute. And I like, I don't know, I like that. That detachment.
No, I just like when it's controlled. Like, I look forward to getting on planes because I can not get on Wi-Fi, drink some wine, watch some movies, fall asleep. You know, going to Australia and going back was like
best flight of our life.
Literally. Actually, I've never been on a flight better than that.
Do you remember when we were leaving and I said, I'm looking forward to leaving to get on that flight again? I couldn't wait. I could have cut the trip short just to go on that flight. That flight was a trip.
That was the bougiest flight I've ever been on. You got pajamas.
You were so upset.
Yes, I was. And for those of you catching up, if you don't remember this, Christina and I went to Australia last year. I had a press trip and I got a plus one, thank goodness. And Christina came with me and she showed up at my apartment before we left to go to the airport looking like fucking Bella Hadid. Literally in the cutest.
I wish that skinny I looked like jeans, Bella
Hadid. A little tank top, a fucking newsboy hat, and some booties. And I had on
dumpy pants.
No, it was a dumpy onesie.
It was a onesie.
It was a cashmere.
I'm giving drop it more crotch, credit than
anyone. Yeah, drop crotch onesie. And I looked at you and I was like, are you kidding me? This is like a 9-hour flight and you're going to be so uncomfortable in jeans. And you're like, whatever. I'm like, well, at least I'll be comfortable in my drop crotch, dumpy pants onesie.
No, but what I didn't say was I was actually like, fuck. Oh, I messed up. Oh, what did I do?
But inner monologue didn't come out.
But I actually just said, whatever. It'll be fine.
Yeah, Bella Hadid.
But really, I was just thinking, what was I thinking? Do you think she'll trade outfits with me?
No, you thought right. So then we get on the plane and we're sitting there and we're like, well, this is the nicest first class. Literally the nicest first class I've ever been in out of all of my trips anywhere. That was supreme. And then someone walks.
Mind you, this was my first time flying first class. So
you're screwed.
So beforehand, I'm in the airport, you guys. I'm like in like the little newsstand buying like M&Ms and gum and snacks. And she's
maybe like, she's like, pods. They're like,
you're like recording me laughing. And yeah. I'm like, why are you teasing me so much for this?
Like one of those neck things,
little,
maybe.
Yeah, little shit. Because I'm like, this is going to be a long flight. I need snacks. Like not really understanding first class, really.
Yeah, that was fun. And then we get on the plane. And it's like Air Force One.
Basically, everything I bought was already in my seat and cup holders.
Yeah. Like, and then everyone walks around and goes, pajamas, pajamas, pajamas. And then my heart fell into my butthole. My blood ran cold. And I'm like, you're fucking kidding me.
And me and my high-waisted jeans.
Your hot outfit.
Straight to the bathroom.
You went to the bathroom. You put on these oversized,
soft
pajamas. Yep. And I'm sitting there in my dumpy onesie.
And can you believe they had my name on them?
I forgot that.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I'm like, I forgot that.
Joking.
I'm
can
like,
you imagine Stassi, Christina? No, I'm joking.
I would have put that I'm in those joking. Pajamas on. I mean, I love good. Like personalized anything. So I'm like, how did I know I bury things, but no. Like, I didn't think I buried it that much. Yeah. And so she got to be all comfortable in her cute, oversized, fluffy pajamas.
Didn't you change into them too?
No, because I was trying to prove a point.
Yeah, you were.
And every time I went to the bathroom, I had to take the onesie off.
But the worst part of all of this is that
Daily Mail.
We got off the flight and I put back on that outfit.
Yeah, her cute Bella Hadid outfit.
And we walked out of the airport just like looking for our car. Like, no, just not knowing anything. Looking. No. Yeah.
No. And then
we got
there were paparazzi because in Australia,
you're really famous.
People care about Vanderpump Rules. People care about me in Australia a lot more.
Stassi is like Meghan Merkel in Australia.
Did you say Meghan Merkel?
Yeah.
Markle.
Oh, Are you serious?
How dare you get that wrong? Are you serious? You know my love
for Meghan
Markle.
You know what? When you get lunch with her tomorrow, don't tell her I said that.
Do you see that? Hold on. Do you see that tea towel over there that says 2018?
I can't see that far.
Okay. Well, on the other side of it is Meghan Markle's face. And I'm proud of that.
I'm not going to tell you that.
I have that. So we get off the plane. People take photos of us. And I'm like, that's not going to go anywhere. It doesn't really matter. Like, no one really
cares. I'm in Australia. Like, yeah, we're so far away.
We're so far away. Who gives a shit? And then the next day, I look on Daily Mail.
Like, front and center.
And it says, bloated Stassi.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
That was Radar Online's title. Okay. Sorry. Daily Mail didn't say bloated. Radar Online said bloated. Stassi looks
did
bloated.
Did it really?
Yes. And I don't, whatever. Okay, whatever. Yes, I could look this up for you after this podcast and show you how it
no,
said bloated.
I don't want you to relive that.
And I am already reliving no. it. And it says, Christina Kelly, Stassi Schroeder and Christina Kelly, and Christina looks like a fucking supermodel. And I'm sitting there walking in a onesie, no makeup on, with a fresh spray tan to the point where I haven't washed it off yet. So it's orange as fuck. And it looks like I actually am constipated or like trying to hold in a poop
but
or something.
Why did you choose, like, I get a cashmere jumpsuit, but why did you choose the one that had such a low crotch?
That was
I
mean, what they, that's the crotch, what they offered.
The crotch part was like down to your knees.
Well,
like, I feel like you were walking and it was just like,
I know. I'm like ludicrous or something. I know. I don't know. It's what this cashmere company offered. It was like a jumpsuit that was cashmere. And I'm like, comfortable, cool. You don't want like anything tight in your crotch when you're on a plane. So I'm like, this is great.
What was the lesson learned?
Never do that again. Just actually never do that again. Just try and look your best as much as you can, especially at the airport. Airport OOTDs are so important. And the worst part of it is that I've always taken my airport outfits so seriously. So seriously. I'm always like, you never know who you're going to meet or who's going to see you or like whatever. And the one time, I'm like, you know what? It's the longest flight ever. I just want to be comfortable, take a Xanax and fall asleep and not worry about jeans digging into my love handles is the one time
they pass out pajamas.
They passed out pajamas and then photographed us.
Yeah.
And I will just, it haunts me. And I should have wrote about that in my book. Next book, book number two, because that experience was so horrific. It's like a moment of silence for that experience because like it really sucks. No, I think about it all the time because it's just, I've always wanted to like have like a glamorous like airport outfit like snapped and be like, oh my God, Stassi Schroeder is so chic at an airport. And the one time someone takes my photo, I literally look like a newborn baby mixed with Mama June.
We had our photo taken a lot on that trip.
Yeah, there's something about Australia where they really care.
You were on a side of a bus.
That's true, but I never got to see it.
I've
only been sent that photo, so I don't really know.
I don't know why I pictured it like driving by us and being like, hey, there.
No. I would have made you, I would have ran after that bus hardcore. No, you would know. That would have been 47 Instagram stories and probably 3 like set Instagram posts of me in front of that bus. So no, that didn't happen in person. I don't really think it's a secret that I'm not really that great of a cook. And it's not a secret that I'm kind of lazy. I'm very lucky that I have people around me that like to cook. But when I don't, Daily Harvest is so freaking convenient. Okay, think about the last time that you had just like an easy breakfast or an easy meal that was very healthy that took only 5 minutes to make. Super simple. Okay, this is what Daily Harvest is, and they deliver carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, tons of stuff built on fruits and vegetables. My favorite is the bowls because I like the idea of like having these little cups that's delivered to my door. You put them in the freezer and they last forever because, well, you're freezing it. You take one of these cups out, and I can see all of the vegetables and like everything in it. I see all of the color. All that you do is you add water, cook it, literally takes 5 minutes. So then I put hot sauce on it and I'm like good to go because I just put hot sauce on everything, like including my chocolate. So if I want to make dinner for myself or lunch for myself, I love the savory bowls. The smoothies are fantastic. All you have to do is add water or milk, and then you have a smoothie for breakfast. Bo also adds alcohol to that to make healthy cocktails, which I am so not mad at. So each single serving cup takes one step to prepare, literally just the water or milk for a smoothie or heat it up with a harvest bowl. And all the ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. And if you go to daily-harvest.com, so that's daily-harvest.com, and enter my promo code Stassi, you get 3 cups free in your first box. So that's my promo code Stassi to get 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. If you're somebody that's like on the go or you don't know how to cook like me and you just need things that are fast, that'll fill you up, that's really healthy, this is so up your alley. So easy. You just store it all in your freezer and then take them out one by one as you need them. It's fantastic. But yeah, so here we are. Here's Christina Kelly.
Your path.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My most zen best friend that I have. You and Sheena Menina are up there with like...
I love Sheena.
Zen... best friends.
I love her.
You guys have both shaped my lives in like such extraordinary ways.
Oh.
And we've all had embarrassing moments together and all that shit. Speaking of an embarrassing moment, I had a really embarrassing moment this week.
You had an embarrassing moment?
No, like a really embarrassing one. Like a really ratchet embarrassing moment. So, because my book is coming out, I'm like, you should treat yourself, literally. I'm like, I'm going to go buy myself diamonds.
I'm nervous.
You should be. Okay. So I love jewelry. I like fine jewelry, but like I said, I don't have central air conditioning and I live in an apartment. So it's not like I'm like Erica Jane. You don't know who that is. You don't watch Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay, so it's not like I'm J-Lo.
Is she rich?
Or Beyonce. Yes, she's very rich. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. I really want to like buy myself some nice jewelry because I that's like the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning about what I'm going to wear. I look forward to like putting on jewelry more so
that's
than even
crazy.
Clothes.
I forget that. Like I walk out the Gross. Door and I'm like, oh, I forgot to put on earrings or oh. Actually, I wanted to wear earrings today and I didn't put them on.
Gross.
Like, oh, I didn't wear that cute ring that I just got. That's the last, it's always How the last thing I think that? About.
It's so fun.
Because when you put your outfit together, I feel like you don't put jewelry on first and then you do. You put necklace and everything.
I don't put it on first, but I think about it first. I'm like, oh my God, I want to wear that necklace. I want to wear that those rings. Or
do you remember
earrings.
Your statement necklaces?
Shut
that,
up.
That phase.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I stand by that phase and that phase will ultimately come back. Everything is cyclical. Fashion is cyclical. It will come back. And I made sure on the cover of my book to put statement necklaces on. See, you're looking at my book right now. Because I'm like an ode to my statement necklace phases. I love because there is, you know what? A good statement necklace, it's powerful. It's basic and powerful. And I'm all into it. I'm going to lean into it. But it's kind of hard every day. You know what I mean? But now I'm like, okay, let me collect some like good pieces so that yeah. I just, you know, I'm yeah. like building my collection. And so my last podcast I did with, so I'll explain this to you.
Okay.
Taylor Strucker.
Yeah.
You know.
Love.
So when she came out for my birthday this year.
Huge crush on her.
I know you do.
I do.
I just don't. I don't need her or her girlfriend to know that because then they'll get in a fight over it.
Should I block them from my Instagram? I'm joking.
Maybe. You're that hot. They'll fight over you.
No.
I'm just
I'm
mad.
Actually.
I'm just annoyed that neither of them are interested in me. So it like annoys the fuck out of me. I'm like when Taylor told me that she was a lesbian, I was like, what the fuck? Is this
like what did I do wrong?
Well, yes, like why haven't you ever been interested in me? That was my knee-jerk reaction, and that should say how
Wait,
selfish
what
I
did
am.
She say
She laughed.
That's it. She just laughed. She like laughed in your face.
Yes, laughed. Like, and she's like, well, it's the person. It's the person and the soul. And like, I appreciate that that's how Taylor is and all of that. But whatever. So why not me?
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, maybe in another lifetime, another pathway, I would take that path, Taylor.
Yeah, this is an OA theme. This is an OA theme. In another dimension, in another
in
life.
In another dimension.
You never know.
Me and Taylor. Oh, yeah. I think she's so funny.
She's the funniest.
I have never laughed so hard listening to your podcast.
No, she's the funniest.
That one where you're in her apartment and you're like eating cookie dough. Hmm? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, I do. I was laughing so hard.
No, I've done. I mean, we've done each other's stuff so many times that I don't even know.
I think she's so great.
She is meant to be on radio.
Yeah.
I feel like that is like a, such a specific gift. Everyone has a podcast nowadays. Literally. Every
Lauren Conrad one. Is coming out with a podcast.
Saw that today on Daily Mail.
So did I.
I like you do check your Daily Mail.
Yeah.
I like what her podcast is about though. I like how specific it
She's
is.
She's gonna have like a different guest for different about like hair, makeup,
and balancing your life and all that. Yeah. I'm like, I like this and I'll probably listen to it and I am about that. But everyone has a podcast, but there are certain people that are meant for radio and Taylor Strecker is one of them.
Yeah.
And so when she came in town for my birthday this year, she's like, I needed to get my nails done. And she's like, oh my God, this will be your birthday present. I'll just like get somebody from like the glam app or whatever to like come and do your nails. And this guy, Merrick, came to do my nails. And then I loved him so much that we became like friends. And now I only use him to come over and do my nails. And so I had him on my podcast last week because he can gossip and talk about pop culture and things
Beauty.
More than
yeah.
anything. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
So hysterical. I love his energy. I love being around him. There aren't that many people that I don't get sick of. You know, like I feel like I like cap out on like certain people where I'm just like, okay, it's been like an hour and like I really need you to go now. And like I don't ever get sick of him. So it's like, I need you in my life, Merrick. So he did my podcast last week. And before he did it, when we were talking beforehand, as I've been talking to you, we were talking about jewelry and all those things because he loves jewelry. And he's like, have you ever gone downtown for jewelry, like for diamonds and stuff? I'm like, no, where the fuck would I go? And he's like, oh my God. So you've been just like buying things from like actual stores and online. And I'm like, yes, like a hoe. 100%. Where else? Like, I don't know how to like go and bargain or like go. I'm like, I don't downtown. That's
like
far.
like a diamond dealer. Like,
you know, there's the jewelry district.
Yeah.
So I learned this.
So is that where some of these people get their stuff from?
That's where everyone gets their stuff from. So he was like, I'm going to take you down there. I have like certain people that I know and they'll give you a really good deal. Like, oh my God, you need to open your eyes. He's taken so many of his like high profile like clients there. I'm not going to name names, but like legit high profile clients that like should probably know this shit.
Yeah.
Like celebrity people.
Yeah.
And he's taken them there. And so I'm like, I need to know this. So like a ring that is like $60,000 at Cartier is $1,500 at this place.
No.
Same diamonds, same setting, same everything. And it's not like it says Cartier on it. It's not fake. It's not like a fake piece. It's just the same type of thing with real diamonds and like real gold.
But it just doesn't have like the name.
Yes. And so I'm like, I need to see this for myself. I need to go for myself. So we plan to go Monday. And I had a spec shoot to do. And I was like, oh my God, I'm already going to be downtown. I'll meet you after. So after this shoot, I just mosey my way over to the jewelry district.
What's a spec shoot?
You know, when like you need like press photos or something, like you just do a shoot for the sake of a shoot.
When I need press photos.
I hate you. You know, when you need like just photo as a model, Christina, since you're a model, you know, when
I don't need press shoot.
Okay. For photos, when you need updated photos, like the last time I did a photo shoot, just for the sake of having photos to like have for, you know, my publicist to send out, or if in your case for like modeling purposes, you know what I mean? Like it's been 2 years, so I needed updated ones.
Yeah.
I hate
for like the side of a bus.
Everything about you.
Like,
right,
could
now
they potentially use that on a side of a bus?
No. And everything about you I hate right now.
Okay.
Everything.
But I gave you your life.
You did. You did give me my life.
Honestly,
I still can hate you.
But I literally birthed your life for you.
Okay.
So I'm in your book.
You're in my book. You're I'm.
Okay.
Spec, you know,
shoots.
What I mean.
Okay, you got spec shoots.
I'm embarrassed right now. I am embarrassed and I feel like a dick.
All
I feel
I'm
like
saying
a
is people listening aren't like, oh, she got spec
you're
shoots.
You're right. No, you're right.
So
thank you.
I just wanted to clarify.
So a fucking photo shoot because I needed to have updated photos because I don't look the same as I did 2 years ago. And you can't reuse the same photos. Like Britney Spears can't use the same photos that she did during.
Definitely not. No,
her she can't. Slave for You year. You know what I mean? Like you always have to do new ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to this jewelry area and I went to his people and I picked a bunch of things. A lot of things. So many things. But I'm like, I'm going to. This is for me. Like I'm buying these things for myself. I have a book coming out. I'm rewarding myself. Like this is.
You're also doing it at a, what? It's discounted majorly.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
I don't even
potentially,
know if I should say the price.
Potentially
of like what it
was. You're getting like the price. It's like.
It would have been
for the price
like
of
a,
one.
Like $150,000 worth of jewelry. Not even like 10% of that. Okay. Like it's insane. Just the fact that like if you go to Cartier, the like idea of just being like, I bought this from Tiffany's or Cartier or like.
Also too, like it's not like it's show. No, who's going to know that?
I don't even know. Like, do they even have that like imprinted on
it? No,
I don't know. Is it the experience of going there?
Or just saying that it's Cartier?
No idea. But when I went there, they were like, oh, Allison Janney was here just like 2 hours ago. I'm like, cool. Then I saw a bunch of housewives like coming up and I'm like, weird. Oh my God, I'm in an alternate universe, the OA. And I'm like, what is happening? Everyone knows about this shit. And I just never knew about it that you can actually, like, that you don't actually have to spend as much money on diamonds than, like, you think you need to.
Yeah.
So I stack up my things and I'm ready to go. And they're like, they give me the price. And so I hand over, like, my business credit card, like, my business one. And they're like, that didn't go through. And I'm like, that's embarrassing and weird. I thought that one was like, you can like do anything with it. It's like an Amex. Like you can just like, I don't know. Cause you know, like debit cards, you can't like
right.
spend yeah. that. They yeah. give you a limit. Even your credit cards.
Yeah.
They give you like a limit on even yeah. like that day of yeah. how much you can spend. I hand over another one. That's declined. Hand over another one. Declined. Four.
You're kidding.
Four cards declined. So I'm sitting there red faced, like, what is life? I've watched The Secret documentary and The Secret tells you to like envision what you want and you'll get it. So like I didn't envision any cards getting declined. So like why is this fucking happening right now? Like I'm literally so confused and I don't know what to do. And I'm sitting there like, well, calling all of the different cards being like, I don't understand. Well, you can't spend that amount of money on this card. I don't want to say, I feel like it's almost rude to say the price. Is
yeah,
it or is it not? Should I say? I don't know.
It's on you. I don't know.
$10,000. That's not, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. But like, it's not like $100,000. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and also too, let's just again say, you're, you know, living in a apartment in
yes.
West Hollywood. You've really have saved your money. You're not
yes.
this like, you know, you don't gamble.
No, fuck
you
gambling.
You know.
No, I wanted to like gift myself.
I'm trying
with
to find
something.
Like more reasons to be like you. Yeah.
The amount of stuff that I had there, like,
yeah,
literally it was 10 things.
Yeah.
10 things. 10 things like that is for what it was. It should have been. I can't even begin to explain. But the point of this was that I had to wait there for 52 minutes. calling.
So precise. 52 minutes.
Three different accounts. Calling American Express, calling my business bank, calling my personal bank, being like, why isn't anyone letting me?
Right. That's so because weird.
Because they all have weird limits. I'm like, but it's, what if I just use my debit card? It's my money. I should be able to use it. But what is the worst part is that all of the people coming in and out. And I just want you to, I want everyone to just sit there and think about what it's like to have to be like, this is finally a big purchase that you're making for yourself. Like, you finally get to like do something that it's like, I've been building up to this. This is going to be a great moment for me. I want to like,
it's like buying a car.
Yeah. Kind it's of. Like that. And yes. You're like, it's like something that you've been looking forward to doing that. You're like, oh my God, this is, I really wanted to do this and just do this for myself. And for almost an hour, people are coming in and out, looking at the fucking counter with all of your credit cards out there while you're on the phone trying to give them your passwords that you don't remember. Like, it was,
but I bet this happens a lot.
I hope so.
Like, I'm sure now, like, you didn't know to call your bank and do that because you've never probably had such a big purchase like all at once like that.
No, I don't
downtown
buy things, I don't buy
in a
things
random
for
like diamond
money.
Store like that easily could have been fraud.
Totally. But it wasn't even, it was the experience. There was a lady from Beverly Hills that walked in and Merrick was like, oh my God, you're that lady who owns like this. You're a famous makeup artist and you own this store. And then she's like, are you single? My son's single. Oh my God, you'd be perfect. What do you do? And I'm like, I'm literally trying to get my car to work. Like, I'm literally trying to split this up on four different cards right now and be like, can you put like 2,000 on this, 2,000 on this, 2,000 on this in the most embarrassing way possible? Like, this is taking the fun out of the experience. Please don't ask me if I'm single right now. I'm not. But like, well, then why aren't you married? Because he hasn't proposed yet. I'm not single. Just
I'm buying the engagement ring now.
I'm buying my own. Leave me alone. The whole, you know what? I don't feel like I'm even painting the picture as embarrassing as it was, because it was, I just kept saying sorry to every single person that was working there and sorry to my friend Merrick and just sorry. I'm like, I've literally held you guys up for so long and this is so embarrassing. And then finally one of them was like, oh no, you don't understand. Most of the women that come in here, they pay with Visa, like paid Visa cards, because they don't want their husbands to see jewelry on the receipt. So they will go and buy like thousands of dollars worth of like just a prepaid Visa card, then come to the jewelry store and buy it like that, so that when the husband is going through his receipt, there's not like a
jewelry.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is fascinating. As I'm sitting here on the phone with like my bank, I'm just like, oh, I'm getting all of this inside information. But I felt really ratchet. I really did.
Did you get the rings?
Yeah. Oh no, I wasn't gonna leave until I got it. I would have sold my body. Like, I was not gonna like take any of that shit off. I was like, no, I am determined. I watched The Secret documentary on Netflix and what you envision is what will happen. And if you put a smile on your face, then you instantly feel happy. And I lived all of that out and I did it. And that's what happened. But I really was like, okay, next time I should probably go and get cash. What do people do?
I don't know.
But
I was expecting,
like, how do people buy cars?
I was expecting,
how do people hand over money and be like, here's $250,000 for a car? How do people do that? I couldn't even buy $10,000 worth of jewelry on one card, to the point where I had to split it up a bunch of times. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is wrong? It was annoying. It was so irritating and so infuriating. It reminded me of the first time I ever got paid for Vanderpump Rules, when I went to Zara and tried to spend just $500 and my card got declined every time. And I had to sit there and be like, the money is in there. I don't know why it's being declined. Like, I just got paid finally for Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my gosh. So this is like steps in your life. Like,
yeah. My card being declined is like, it's
no,
like,
no, it's like, oh, she's never spent $500 before, like all at once. That's fraud. Right. And then they're like, oh, no. Okay. Step up. Like, you know, let's do a couple of thousand, right?
Yeah.
Step up, step up. Now, 10 grand, they're like, uh-uh, there's no way she's there yet.
Yeah,
like, no,
100%.
Fraud, fraud.
You're right. Maybe that's
so
it.
So now, maybe after this, they're like, all right, let's bump it up. Guys, she's going downtown now. Like, yeah. Bump it up.
Yes. Monitor me.
Book deal. Bump it up.
Bump it up. Just fucking bump
it
up.
That's what's happening.
What if I'm in an emergency? What if I was in an emergency and I was in another country and I needed to, like, I don't know, I was held captive and I needed to be like, run my Amex and take 15 grand this
time.
Like,
go down to the store, buy X amount of Visa cards.
What would I do? Because Amex would decline me.
Your captive,
my bank would decline me.
Your captive would know what to do.
It was really, really disturbing.
Hap would know what to do.
Hap. OA, OA people will know this. That's all Christina and I can tell. If you don't watch the OA, I suggest you, well, don't turn off this podcast. But once you're done with this podcast, start with season one. We watched season one 2 years ago when it came out, and we were both totally shook and involved and obsessed. And finally, season two has just come out. And we're both... She's a little farther than I am. I am going to try and beat you. I'm going to try and stay up as late as I can and watch more episodes.
I need someone
tonight
to talk about with, because it's definitely the kind of show you have to get like a few friends to watch it, because you want to talk about it with someone else. You can't just watch this show and just like, okay. Like you need to, there's so many questions, and it's like, it's so interesting and weird, but like makes
it's
you really
just
think.
It's so fucking good.
It is.
It is so good.
Yeah.
And you know what? I bet their cards declined too. I'm sorry. This might be so unrelatable, but I feel like it's relatable because I'm hoping everyone has their cards decline. I mean, come on.
Everybody has had their card decline.
It was just like, I find.
Whether or not if they have no money in it, or if it's just, and there's a number of things.
I just really was so excited about this.
When I worked at Surge, you know how many people I had to go to the table and say, I'm sorry, your car got... I was so nice about it.
Oh, no. I remember like when you specifically at Sur would go up to people at their tables and instead of just being like, thank you, you'd go, congratulations, it went through. You did that.
Like,
do you remember
only,
that?
Only to like... people I had already had like inside jokes with for the night. I wouldn't do
okay,
that.
Well,
to, like,
I remember you doing that, and I was like,
I always had
genius.
Like by the end of, I mean by the end of the night, I always had like a relationship with my table because I bonded with every table. So I feel like the ones that I were funny and that would laugh at that, I would do that.
Okay,
yeah,
that's cute.
But I would also never ever say to a table, "Your card declined."
How do you say that? I mean, I don't remember what I used to do.
You probably did so you put the card down. You say, do you have another card you'd like to use?
Yeah. I'd be like, this one. No. Yeah.
I don't even say it doesn't go through. I just say, would you like?
I'm like,
it's obvious when you say, is there another card you'd like to use?
No, I didn't do that. I wasn't as nice as that. I'd be like, this one isn't working.
Oh.
That's what I know myself. I know that's what I would say. This one isn't working. And I would do this face. I have Botox right now.
No.
So you can't totally see the facial expression that I used to use.
This one's not working.
Not
no.
like that. Not in a bitchy way. Just like, it's not. I'm like, this one isn't. In a way that I felt like, I'm so sorry. Like, it's not working.
No, I would just say, is there another card you'd like to use? It's really obvious. This one's not working and it's declined. So is there. Yeah. But. Oh, I miss her.
Yeah. Really? No,
I've been. Gosh, how long has it been since I.
When was your last shift?
So I did it in a way. I left Sur in a way where I didn't really have, like, this is it. Like, I didn't tell everybody. It wasn't like a big grand exit. I've worked there for so long. I don't know if I ever could have just left like that. You know, it would have been too hard.
Listen, I just rolled out, didn't tell anyone, didn't even give up my like,
no, for
my
me,
uniforms.
It was like, I felt like I was going to like grow old there. It just faded. It slowly, I was only on the schedule for like 2 days a week. And then it went down to 1 day a week because I'd asked for that. And then I was getting all my shifts covered and I was traveling and I was like, just, I hadn't been there for months and months and months. And then I came back, I want to say after I got back from Hawaii, I went and worked one shift. I don't really remember the shift.
When was that?
A while ago.
Yeah.
I know.
A really long time ago.
And then I, again, wasn't there for weeks. And I felt bad that I was being put on the schedule, but getting all my shifts covered because there were actual servers who wanted to work.
It. Yeah.
So I went in and just, had that conversation. And that was it.
I am so proud of you. I'm proud to be living in a generation that actually takes the time to think about what's in all of the products that we use. And a lot of the time, most of the time, no one really thinks about what's in our perfume, like what we're spraying or spritzing on us every single day. And so I've just recently been introduced to Fleur, and I am really excited about this because this is a completely transparent company where you know exactly what is in your perfume and what you're spraying on yourself every day. All of the ingredients are listed online. They're all non-toxic perfume, so you get to have a scent that you feel good about because you know that you're actually putting clean ingredients on your body. So, I mean, think about it. We haven't even like really tested what it's like, what we spritz on our bodies. That's a whole nother conversation I'm actually going to have like in my brain tonight as I'm going to sleep and then talk about probably at some point. But besides the fact that you know that everything that you are spraying onto you from Fleur is clean and good for you, the whole process of going through the perfume that you get is actually really fun because when you go to their website, you get to know the scents with pictures, words, and they even have like playlists on their site. And then you actually try them on your own skin to see how it works for you and how it works for your skin because everything smells differently once it's actually already on you. They have world-class perfumers and scent artists, and they make masterpieces. My favorite thing about this is that the scents are gender-free. So it's kind of like a free-for-all. Everything goes for everyone, just depending on your preferences and what you like and what works with your body. So now if you go to Fleur.com, and that's Fleur.com, and use my promo code Stassi, you get 20% off your first custom Fleur sample set. So you get to pick 3 scents to try and get credit towards a full-size bottle of your favorite. So that's promo code Stassi at Fleur.com, Fleur.com, and you get your first 3 Fleur's fragrance samples at 20% off. So just feel good about what you're spraying on your skin. And listen, this is like the new age way of actually like perfume. We're like in the era of like where Kylie Jenner is the self-made billionaire, which I have a kind of mixed feelings about. I think she is self-made in a way of like, she did do that. Like, she didn't have, like, you know,
Well, it's not like she came from nothing.
But she didn't come. It's confusing.
She definitely probably had connections, and she probably already had millions.
She had a platform. She had a rich family and had a platform, but like a reality show. So a platform and all of these followers. So like, but also, it's what you do with that.
Right.
It's what you do with that platform because there are so many people.
That even her own sisters didn't quite do as well as her.
No, they didn't.
And so she did it the right time.
She knew
what she was doing.
Even if her mom did it for her, at least, you know, like she built something that there was a moment in time. It was the perfect storm of like her, whatever she was doing worked. And I admire that. No, she did not come from nothing and like is a self-made billionaire in a way of like, I'm just from this normal family that just like, you know, I just like worked really hard and finally got it. Yes, I think she worked hard in a different way. And that is like a conversation that's like, you know, been had. But I think that when you're given like a platform like reality TV, you can't just, so many people, I feel like, sit and just rely on the fact like, oh, well, I'm on a reality show. I don't really need to do anything, or I'm on this, or I can do this. And so like, I don't need to like further myself or do anything else because they get complacent. And she did something with it.
Yeah.
Whether it was her or her mom or whatever, I don't give a fuck. it has nothing to do with me and it doesn't affect my life in any way. And I'm like, kudos to you. Good for you, Kylie Jenner. Awesome.
Yeah.
But I am so proud of how you've legitimately built something from your home.
Thank you.
Like the fact that you had an idea to just make like all natural lip balms that then turn into face sprays that's now like turning into like candles and things like that. And then you can quit your normal job. Like that is a huge, huge deal. And for people that are now just like, if this is your first time listening, Christina owns this company called HeartSpring, and you can find it on Instagram at heartspring.co. And it's, she literally would make the lip balms in her kitchen from all natural products, like in a freaking pot.
You're making it sound like,
well, no, that's how things start. Like that's, and I think that's like what's so,
no, I was actually, like I was, yeah, I was listening to a Burt's Bees podcast and it's actually incredible how that started out. And so, yeah, it is crazy. It will. Yeah. I mean,
and then like having the wherewithal to like go through like finding production and like how to like actually like churn it out and like actually make it a business is like, soon, that's hard.
As soon as you talked me into doing season two, I remember, I mean, gosh, I probably only had, Instagram was still new, but I think I got what I thought at the time was so many followers, you know?
It was probably like 2000.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And I was just like, wow, this is incredible. And then I had a lot of more people messaging me about my skincare routine and what I use for this. And they were just so intrigued with what I like to do. And for me, it was like, wow, this is interesting that all these people just, they really want to know about me and like what I like and where my dress is from and how I do this and that. And the, you know, it's like, yeah, that was interesting. And so that turned into, you know, well, I like to make my own skincare. And then it was like, oh, do you want to buy it? You know, it was weird how it slowly went through that. But I remember when reality TV was a really beautiful platform for me. I'm really grateful for it. And by no means do I have a million followers, but my measly little whatever I have, it's like, it's
you
still,
you can't even say measly. You can't like, say that. Cause it's like a business now that like you don't,
you're right. Actually, it's hard to like, cause when you start comparing yourself, you could be like my measly 1 million compared to,
no.
You
yeah. know, that's so, how I feel. It's like my amount of followers compared to like a Kardashian's followers. Yeah. I'm like, I'm literally an ant.
Yeah. Well, I start to feel that way with my company now. I start to just feel like I can, you know, I need to go bigger. I need to grow, but it's still my baby. I mean, it's surreal to me. Like when I left Sir, and I wasn't leaving Sir to go to another restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was actually leaving it as a woman and it was my own company. I don't know. This day and age, it was just really cool.
It's like, really fucking cool. It's the coolest.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah. I mean, it's definitely my baby and I'm really proud of it. And I just, yeah, it'll be really cool to see what comes of it in the future.
And you're just the most zen person I know. Your Instagram stories are just like next level zen. Whenever I get like, you know, like on like when you like scroll through, like you just like start watching someone's Instagram stories and then they go into the next person, the next person, the next person.
I try not to let that happen, but yeah, I try to control it because, you know, there's always that one where you're like, I really didn't want that person to see them.
I mute.
That's such a good idea.
You didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, I did. I just never really.
Do you know how many people I've muted? A lot.
20.
Probably more. Way more. I mute a lot of people because, like, I still want to follow them and support them, but, like, I really don't feel like having to watch
their
stories.
So the only way to really, you would have to go and type in their Instagram to, like, see.
No, like, if you're, like, on their, like, if their thing shows up, you can just be, like, mute and then just, like, never have to see their story again. And if you want to see their story, you can then go search for them.
Have you ever muted somebody, like, close to you?
No,
like you're in your circle of friends?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Not somebody who's like in my, no. Okay, but like a lot of people that I follow that I'm just like, you're so fucking annoying. Like this is, it's literally like dots like in their Instagram story and it's just pretty much them admiring themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, mine are like my dog.
No, but I know every time, what I was saying, every time I get onto your, when I see your name pop up, I'm like, I'm about to chill.
Play some like ambient music.
I'm about to chill. Like, this is literally the most, it's going to be the most chill story ever. Like, that's how your Instagram story is.
But what's funny is that it's not really curated. Like, you've been to my house.
No, that's your life. Like, that's how you are. Like,
I swear I'm not like making my perfectly blue pink tree in the backyard. Or
no, I know. I've known you for over 10 years. 10 years. No, for 10 years exactly, I think. I know. This is exactly how you are. And when I travel with you, it just organically happens. When I watch
Australia, people are like, oh my God, the difference between your stories and Stassi's stories.
Yours is like, it's like running water. But I didn't realize you were doing it. It's just like a trickle of water. And I'm like, this is so zen. I'm like, I'm sitting here trying to pull out my hair extension. And you're literally just like chilled the fuck out.
But that's what I love about us. It's nice to sometimes, you know, have that friend that's just not always like copying you, or, you know, where you're, it's good to have, that's a good, you're right. I mean, it's a good,
it's like a yin and yang situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but this is why everybody likes to buy your stuff, because you're so, I like the word healthy isn't like as like appetizing, I guess, like, or like to get like people to like be like, oh, but you are actually like the healthiest person I know. One of the most healthy people I know.
That's not true.
And no, I don't mean like what you eat, like the stereotypical form of healthy. Like, I mean, just like overall, just your energy, your vibe, like the way you live, your lifestyle. Like, it's just a very healthy, calm, balanced life.
And except when I was on season 2, season 3, and I'm just kidding.
No, I think maybe just sometimes I bring out the worst in you. And that's that. No, you know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I hope that my products, you know, give that off. It's good.
Well, where's my fucking candle?
We still have things to do. See, my problem is I can't just jump into a product. I put so much thought and love, and I will try things. Like when I first started my lip balm, I obviously thought every lip balm out there was shit and I needed to make my own because I was tired of my chronically like chapped lips. So
yeah, I have that too.
It's like, I thought, well, then I'm going to make my own and fix this problem since no other chapsticks will fix it. And I had changed that formula so many times, and I was down to like the tiniest measurement of certain things that made a huge difference. And I finally thought I did. Pretty sure I perfected the lip balm.
You did. I mean, I have them all over my apartment.
World's, should I just change it to like world's best lip balm? World's, you know, people write that and you're like, how did they figure that out?
Like on Elf. World's best coffee.
World's
lemon
best lip
sage.
Balm. Yeah. And so they all have really like natural scents and spa-like scents that just, which I don't know. I worked really hard on it. I'm super proud of it. So I work hard on everything, just like the face toners, and it's like the candle is another thing that I can't just like put out.
I know, but I'm like so excited about it because candles are like my favorite thing in the world.
Do you know what I'm learning about right now is the throw of the candle.
What's
the
throw?
I'm working with a candle company and we're going through throws, which is like, how when you burn the candle, how it smells in the room.
Oh, okay.
It's gotta have a good throw. So right now it's like the balance of that, where it can't be too strong. Can't walk in and be like, oh, like it's just too much, but it needs to be just that right amount. You don't want a
headache.
Unless
you have a dog that pisses everywhere. Then you want,
well, then you need to pick scents too that, you know, that you walk in, you're like, wow, that's perfect.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm in the process of that. And yeah, but coming soon will be candles, the Stassi candle.
Yeah, because I've told you all the scents that I want. I know exactly what I want it to smell like, and I'm waiting for this.
Yeah.
please.
It's coming. Please. You're basically my heartspring muse. I feel like every lip balm I've made, it's been approved by you. Every face toner. What, the rose? I did the rose face toner.
And then the lavender.
You like freaked out. And then I did the cucumber and you're like, yep. No, this is my favorite. And then the lavender. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like the next thing I have to just, you have to approve it first.
I've talked about Liquid IV for a really long time, not only because I am hungover more often than I would like to be, but because I also suffer from jet lag and I don't work out as often as I should. So when I do, I feel like I get very dehydrated. And Liquid IV has been something that both me and Beau have become absolutely obsessed with because they're little packets of electrolyte goodness that hydrates you to the point where if you were having a bottle of water, it's like having two bottles of water. And I want to explain a little further just why I love it so much, because it's so much a better of a healthy, it's a healthier alternative to your traditional sugary sports drinks that, you know, you get from the convenience store or the grocery or whatever, because it's non-GMO, there are clean ingredients, it's vegan, it's free of gluten, dairy, soy, and it uses cellular transport technology, which sounds daunting, like it's, or confusing, but this is a specific ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium. So when mixed with a 16-ounce water, it helps your body absorb more of the water and nutrients and gets directly into your bloodstream. So if you say, like, if I hate using it just being hungover, but honestly, like, this is when I use Liquid IV the most. If you're hungover, if you are somebody that's active, or if your kids are active and they have sports and you water isn't just good enough and they need to be hydrated as much as possible, if you travel a lot, I love this because there are little bitty packets that you can throw right in your bag. And I don't even mean like a big bag. I mean like a little freaking clutch. So it's super convenient. And I will add, and I like to say, because Beau does this all the time, he makes his cocktails with Liquid IV because he feels like it's hydrating him as he's actually drinking, which is smart when you really think about it. And right now, Liquid IV is giving my listeners 20% off at liquidiv.com when you use my code STASI at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you go to liquidiv.com. Use my code STASI at checkout. They have so many different flavors. You can find whatever you want, get it ordered and delivered right to your door. It's so convenient. There's tiny little packets and it's just so easy to travel with everywhere. I always have them in my airport bag 100% of the time. And it's just a great way to just be healthy and keep yourself hydrated. So go to liquidiv.com, use my promo code STASI, and you get 20% off anything. Building businesses from the ground up is so inspiring. Because it's like, you know what?
Oh my gosh.
The world, girls.
You know what?
What?
If I hadn't have met you, I would never have probably had this platform for people to even see HeartSpring. And I wouldn't be down this path, and I wouldn't be owning my own business, running my own business, if it wasn't for you.
Look at the universe.
Look at how I just switched that up on you.
Look at the universe.
So thank you for my life.
No. Thank you. No, you already started it. You were the initiator. So you are the OA. You're the original angel. And you started it that brought so much to me that then was able to bring back to you. So then feel free to just like bring some back to me again. whatever you want to do. If my cards cannot get declined the next time I try and buy myself a fucking present.
I got you. We'll put it on my business account.
Yeah. God damn it. Was that douchey of me to tell that story? Because I'm now in my head. I feel like a douchebag.
No, I think it's interesting. No, Stassi, you are an open book. So come on.
You know, it's just, I really wanted to do this for myself.
People listen to this podcast because they don't want you to sugarcoat things. They want to hear the real deal.
But I'm not bragging that, like, I don't want to feel like it's like bragging about being like, I'm spending this much money on something. Like, I don't, it's not, this is something that I wanted to do for myself. I'm proud of where I'm at right now.
I'm
so excited about my book.
Any woman listening to this right now with an engagement ring on their hand is
their engagement
wearing
ring,
a lot of
money. So I wanted to buy things for myself because I'm proud that my book's coming out and all of this. And so I'm like, I can do this. And then I had that experience and
she signed my book.
Yeah. And you know what? I watched Eat, Pray, Love the other day.
Why do you call her India?
Okay. So I call Christina Kelly. You like how I just said your last name too. I call Christina India and she calls me groceries because of Eat, Pray, Love. Because we went and saw Eat, Pray, Love together when it first came out in the movie theater. And Christina went and volunteered in India. And
yeah.
You want to explain what you did over there?
It was Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, you did a lot of shit.
I did. Yeah, I went by myself and met up with a group of people. And we built homes for... I feel like we built homes for families in the slums.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I spent about a month over there and Stassi was so proud of me and it just sort of and then that movie and
I eat a lot
and you're my groceries and so it stuck. So that's where it comes from. But you know what? A lot of people actually I think catch on to that and they get it right away, like India and groceries.
So Christina is benevolent and giving and awesome. And I eat a lot. So that's where that came from.
Groceries is such an amazing person in that movie. You're not giving enough credit.
Yes. It's just such a good, she's technically groceries. It's just, he calls her groceries.
I have it the other way around? No, am I backwards?
Because she's like eating so
much. That actually, you have even more credit now because you're Julia Roberts in the movie.
Yeah, totally.
So,
and Julia Roberts is like supreme.
Yeah,
so like there's that.
Yeah,
so let's just talk about the OA a little bit. Let's just have,
it's hard to talk about it without giving things away but also confusing people, and I don't want to say anything to make someone not watch it because I feel like I'm gonna explain it in a weird, it's gonna sound like such a weird show.
I know. I've struggled with this so much because I've been wanting to talk about it, and I remember talking about it on my podcast 2 years ago when the first season came out, and I was just like, I remember not wanting to go to the next day I was going to Fashion Week in New York and I'm like, I don't even want to go. I don't care. I want to sit in my bathroom in the fetal position, rock back and forth, and just like think about what life means. Because really, what does life mean? And what is actually going on up in this bitch? I don't know. And then I went to Fashion Week. And I don't know if I told you this. I was really sick. The same way that I was like sick, like I'm getting over my sickness. Maybe this is like a yearly thing. But I was in my hotel room by myself and I looked out the window and saw someone in their apartment and they were doing weird movements in front of their mirror.
You told me this.
And I'm like,
you told me this.
That bitch watched the OA.
You told me this.
100%.
Do you want to learn it? Have you had an urge to like, it's so weird.
Not until you just said that.
But it's so weird.
Not until you just said that.
So Beau's watching the show with you.
Now he is.
I would really love it if you guys could learn the movements.
Oh my God.
I would really love that. So if you could maybe.
Oh my God.
If
I'm so not mad at this idea.
Please do it.
I'm really not opposed to this. I feel bad for everyone who's listening that has not watched the OA, but I feel like I still want to talk about it because it's like their fault that they haven't watched it yet. You know what I mean?
But what are you going to talk? What are you going to say?
I don't know. I just want to. I don't know. I love it so much. I think it's so magical. And I think it's so ridiculous and believable at the same time.
I love that they have so many different, almost like an outcast of their own. And they've all come together. The group of kids.
Oh, I mean, it's great characters.
Yeah. I love that they did
and
that.
And the fact that this bitch, and I mean that in a positive way.
OA?
This woman, I think her name is Brittany or something, or Britt or whatever, wrote it, directed it.
The actual person.
Yes.
Sorry.
Produced it and starred in it, bowing down. She is the Beyonce of the entertainment, like, filmy industry. Like, that is respect. Respect right there.
I'm trying not to burp up matzo ball soup right now.
It's okay. You can burp. It's fine.
We just had matzo ball soup.
I've had matzo ball soup every day for 2 weeks. You know what's going to suck? I've been sick for 2 weeks, and so I've had NyQuil every night and all of, like, these, like, sleeping medicines that, like, now I don't feel like I'm going to be able to sleep anymore once the sickness is over. I'm scared about that.
No, stop taking that stuff.
Why? It makes me sleep. Otherwise, like, I wake up and I can't, like, hear out of my ears.
Just take, like, a really hot shower. Spray my lavender on your face.
Oh, my God. This is so homeopathic and, like, all natural.
Maybe do a soak.
What do you mean a soak? What's a soak? A
eucalyptus, like, salt soak.
Teach me your ways. Okay, so when you get sick, what do? You don't take medicine?
Well, I mean, obviously, if I get really sick, but no, I really try to, do everything but take medicine first, like. The most I'll take is, like, an ibuprofen.
What?
I'm, like, even afraid to take, like, 2 ibuprofens. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Why? What do you think is going to happen to you?
I don't know. Like, get stomach bleeding or something.
Okay. Weirdo. This is also how Sheena Menina thinks. She doesn't take any medicine either.
Yeah.
But I just, like, I don't understand this mentality. Like,
there's a reason. Okay. So if I get sick, I drink a lot of, like, hot lemon ginger tea.
I do that.
I do a lot of baths. I'll soak a lot. Like, I'll do salts, Himalayan salt, eucalyptus. I'll put, like, oil in the bath. I'll steam. Do you remember in Australia when we were sick?
I remember. Yes, we were sick, like, the whole entire time.
I actually took medicine at a certain point with you because it was too bad, but I was steaming my face over the sink and you kept recording me because you thought it was so funny. So yes. I do stuff like that where naturally I'll try to get, like, when I'm congested, I naturally try to break up the mucus. So I'll turn the hot water on really hot and put a towel over my head and breathe in really deep over the sink. So it's essentially creating your own, like, sauna. Like a steam room.
No, I remember that.
I mean, I get so much sleep. So much sleep. Hydrate. And you naturally, lots of water.
You sleep naturally.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the thing. I have been sober of, like, everything that would keep me awake and caffeine the whole entire time that I've been sick. But I've been getting IVs, like, once a week with B12 shots, and I can't go to sleep naturally. Like, I have to take something like NyQuil or, like, my medicine that has night, like, sleep stuff in it. Like, I'm telling you, I've, like, barely had a sip of tea, of caffeinated tea.
Do you do melatonin?
Yes, I like that. Bo loves that too.
Because that's a little bit better than, like, NyQuil.
Yeah, but when you're sick and...
Oh, and but do you take NyQuil when you're not sick to help you sleep?
No, normally I do a Xanax. Sorry, just being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll just, like, break... But since I've been sick, I've just been trying to, like...
Have you ever done yoga?
Yeah, for like a year. Remember that one time?
Oh my gosh. How could I forget?
Yeah.
I got good.
I was, like, really into yoga for a year.
You were going a lot.
I really liked it.
I remember that.
But now I'm so out of it that, like, I would feel really insecure going back to doing it. It's like it's how I feel about karaoke. It's like, I loved musical theater growing up. I did musical theater. I did plays. I sang. I did all of that. And now I can't sing in front of anyone. Like, I can't even do karaoke even drunk because I'm just, like, so in my head.
Are you a good singer?
I used to be. I don't think I am anymore. I think that's, like, dead. It's gone.
Like, I've never heard you sing.
That's what Bo says. That's what everyone says. Yes.
Now that you say that.
I was voted most talented in my senior class.
Were you really?
Yes. And Sheena Menina was voted most attractive.
Was she really? Yeah. She's so beautiful.
She really is. It's, like, disgusting.
Those are great ones.
Yeah. So most talented and most attractive.
Do you want to know what mine was?
Were you voted something?
Oh my God. She's so surprised.
Because I feel like you would brag about it.
You were voted? You got voted for something?
No, I just feel like you'd like brag about it.
I just figured you were like a weird introverted like...
No, I just think that you'd brag about it the way that I did.
I thought you just took art classes.
Most artistic.
I think mine was most stylish.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Believe it. Believe it 100%.
I'm pretty sure it was.
That's how we became friends.
I'm pretty positive it was most stylish.
How do you forget that? You would remember.
Cause I really didn't care.
Ew.
I didn't care.
You didn't care?
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't. If anything, it made me uncomfortable that I was voted for anything.
Are you not competitive?
No.
At all?
Actually, no. Wow, I'm not. No.
You really aren't.
I'm really not.
No.
I don't even know what that question.
I don't even know why I asked you that because I already knew the answer to it. But I think it was just like me asking it out loud just made me realize it even more.
I've never had anyone ask me that, but I don't think I have a competitive bone in my body.
No.
With anything.
You don't. You don't. Do you know how much I talk about competition in therapy? A lot.
Really?
Yeah. 100%. It's like what fuels me. I'm like so scared of losing. I'm terrified of losing.
I mean, I think in certain, like, look at, like, you know, look at things that you've accomplished. I think it's,
but I'm terrified of losing.
I wish I had a little bit more in me, especially for my business, you know, where it's like.
No, because you just live a fucking happy life. And you know what the goal in life is? Like, when you think about, let's go OA right now. When you think about, like, what is the goal in life? To be happy.
Yeah.
It's not anything else. It's not to be the hottest. It's not to be the richest.
No,
it's not
right.
To be the like most powerful or the smartest or the funniest. It's actually just to like be the happiest.
Yeah.
Like that's the goal.
Yeah.
So you don't want any of my competitiveness in you because you just get to be happy. I'm not saying I'm not happy. I'm just saying. My competitiveness.
But do you have that like I could be happier? Like I like.
No, I'm just always fearful of like the failure.
Right.
And so like that overwhelms my brain so much that like I feel like I don't enjoy so many things that I should because I'm so scared.
Yeah.
And I'm just so concerned with like making sure I'm succeeding at what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's like, it's almost debilitating. Like that, like, just like, I'll use karaoke as an example again. I use this with my therapist. I'm like, I don't like to karaoke. It looks fun. I've done it before. But like, I don't want to do it because I'm not the best.
I've never done karaoke.
It's just like, why would I like freely go and embarrass myself?
Can I ask you, when you're talking to your, I've never been to therapy.
Really?
Mm-mm. Because I feel like I play therapist for everyone in my life.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally.
But when you talk to your therapist, I always picture for some reason they're always just like in the movies when they're like, and how do you feel about that? Do you feel like a therapist actually gives you advice?
No.
Or is it more of an outlet just to talk out loud and say things and you sort of, it makes you feel better? Because I always wonder this, like when people are like, therapy does wonders for me. And I always wonder, is it just because you feel like you have a safe outlet? Because I can't imagine a therapist going, break up with them, you know, or giving you this like, because they, right? They can't. They no. can't actually say those things.
Well, this is like really interesting that you're saying this right now, because one of my last podcasts I did with Bo was centered on the fact that we've gone to couples therapy and mm-hmm. how people like, because a lot of people were like, that's so weird. You guys are so new into your relationship. Why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. Because we want to, well, him and his mom is a therapist.
Yeah.
And he's used to this.
Yeah.
And I've been going to therapy on and off since I was 5, since my parents got divorced. And it's such a normal thing for me.
Well, if anything, actually, it's like maybe more people should be, you know, this shouldn't be weird. It should be more normal for that.
Yeah, I don't think it should be weird. I don't think it's necessarily for everyone. And like I was talking about this on this like this podcast episode that I did, because now like when we go, it's like we only had one thing to talk about when like I get drunk late at night, like when we're like out late at night and we're drinking, and then like I turn into like the dark passenger and like turn into like an asshole. And like that was the only thing that we've ever fought about. And so like once that was kind of discussed, therapy has been really boring. Mm-hmm. And like we will literally like wake up that day when we know we have therapy and we're like, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. And we're like, well, I guess we should just go just to maintenance, just to go like and make sure we know how to communicate with each other, because we're both from divorced families and like we only want to get married once. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to, I personally, I don't want to go through what my parents went through. But then I found that like those days that we go to therapy when it's like we don't have anything to say and we're like, we're great. I don't know. The therapist will like dig for something that doesn't even have anything to do with us as a couple, but just like about one of us or the other. And then I'm like, why am I here? Literally bringing up like something that has to do with like my life, like
yeah,
10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago, that has nothing to do with Beau, or for Beau has nothing to do with me. And I personally get really frustrated by it. Beau doesn't, but I do. And I'm like, I wake up happy every day. So like, why would I go and put my, like, I get annoyed when then I go to therapy and I'm like, why are we talking about something?
So see, that's interesting to me, because I would think that if you went into a therapy session with a, maybe I was the therapist in another dimension.
Oh, because maybe you were.
If I guess I just, if say you and Beau walked in and I was a therapist and you said, I mean, I didn't go to school for this, so I have no idea what I'm talking about, but you're like, things are actually really great with us. And that's like this, I think I would say, well, this is really great. Like, and I would maybe give advice, or I'd give like a path of like how things could be even better. Like why do you think things are so great? Like, have you been spending more time together, or are you watching a show you love, or what's happening? Like so take that and, you know, realize that, pay attention to that when you have maybe a whole week or 2 weeks where you're in pure bliss, and think why, and well, then see, do more of that. And
you're the type of fucking therapist I would freaking love, because that is what I expect,
right?
But that's not what we have. But at the same time, Beau loves like the fact that we have, that this person digs into something, because then he discovers something new like about me. And he's like, oh my God, just hearing you talk about like that experience that you had like 5 years ago or however long ago made me realize something about how you react to like certain things. And he's like, and I just learned a whole new thing about you and how I can deal with that.
Do you ever get worried that something in a therapy session like that will be held against you like in a fight later? Like,
no, because he's never once held anything.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Literally never once ever. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me. And I've never done it, but I know lots of people that it's like saved them, literally saved them. And I wish more people would try it, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm also really interested because I've never done it. Maybe I should
just go do it.
But I always, for some reason, just picture like, how do you feel?
No, and how does that make you feel? Oh, no. He asks that. He asks that. And I talk back to him and I'm like, honestly, I don't feel like talking about it right now. And I don't like, I'm like, you're annoying. I literally say, you're annoying me. Like, I'm in a really great mood.
And Stassi, why do you feel like I'm annoying?
No, it's really fucking annoying. And that's like a thing. But I feel like that's also a part of therapy, being like, okay. And it, like, sometimes there are like those moments where you're like, well, why is it that that is annoying me? And maybe it is as simple as like, I'm fucking fine today, and I'm fine, and I just don't really, this is unnecessary, or like, we figured this out. And maybe therapy, you know, I think it works for some people and it doesn't for other people. I don't think there should be a stigma on it. I just think that everyone like deals with things differently. But it's,
maybe
it's,
I should
bored
go to therapy
now
for cutting my hair off. Maybe I should.
Dude, can we talk about how our hair doesn't grow anymore?
Okay, to be fair, speak for yourself, because I cut my hair very short.
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago.
You also, I feel like, just passed by that phase in my life. Like, I just feel like I didn't see you. I cut bangs. I got a French haircut.
No, I did not pass by that face.
Oh, thanks.
I was there for it. And I let, no.
No, I saw it.
No, I was there for it.
I want to thank you for something.
What? When I told you not to do both of those at the same time? You're welcome.
Honestly.
But you did it anyway.
I did. But I want to thank you for your honesty and for being that friend that had my back. I didn't listen to you. I should have listened to you. One of the biggest regrets.
Okay, well, your bangs are grown out.
Well, no, now they're at an awkward stage where they're like to my like mid chin.
That sucks.
Yeah. So
listen, something happens when we turn 30.
It's slowly growing.
No, our hair doesn't grow once we turn 30.
Don't say that.
No, it's true. Actually, you know what? The secret, I'm going to envision my hair growing like a fucking mermaid and it's going to happen.
Do you have extensions in right now?
I have one on each side, but it's only for fullness.
I think I need to do that.
And tomorrow I'm getting longer extensions because I can't handle this anymore.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Let's just do it together.
Are you afraid that it's going to look like cut off?
I don't give a fuck. I really don't care.
Honestly, I don't either.
I don't care. I miss being able to put my hair in like a cute ponytail.
Same.
Just being able. It's so much harder to have short hair than it is to have long hair because you have to. It's short hair is just. It's so much harder.
I agree.
It's
honestly, everyone went through this short hair phase, and it was my It was my biggest regret. I cut it short. I loved that length. I loved that cut.
Yes, short hair is the best.
I got ahead of myself and I thought I went to Paris and I thought I'm going to be a little French girl.
Basic.
I cut my hair so short and did the bangs and it was just all too much. But if I didn't do that, I'd be sitting here right now, long hair going, should I cut my hair? Should I do that? Yeah, should I do that? No. So I'm glad I did it because I got it out of my system. And I also figured out what, like, I feel most confident and what works for me. And at the end of the day, like my long beachy hair, like that's me. And I have not felt myself in the past year.
All right. So let's put some tape-ins in that bad boy, you know, let's just sex our hair out. Cause that's what I'm about to do tomorrow.
I'm
no
so
shame
jealous.
In the extension game. Seriously. Not at all.
Oh no. I already did it, but I took them out because I felt like it looked too, like my hair was short and then it just was long. Like,
I don't care. You know? Then just start with a length that's a little bit longer and work your way into it.
Yeah.
Oh, life. Shit ass problems. You know, it's like our hair won't grow out. My cards got declined trying to buy myself a present. I hate myself and you can hate me too. Y'all, everyone go follow Christina. It's at Christina Kelly, right? On Instagram.
Yeah. I think everyone listening probably already follows me.
Just go follow her anyway. And at heartspring.co on Instagram. We're coming out with a candle that is my favorite scent that I have conjured up with Christina. And I'm really excited about this because.
But it's taking so long because we want it to be perfect for you guys.
Yeah. It's white with a gold top tin top on it.
That might change.
No.
Yeah. I have more things to show you. I have more ideas to show you.
Okay, cool.
It's evolving into something I think even better.
Okay.
Okay.
But until then,
go buy the world's best lip balm.
Love you guys. Bye, Cs.
Bye.